Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is Mr. Gadgets, and I'm going to take a slight detour. This isn't going to be named like all of my recent booths. It is, however, related to what it is we've been talking about over the last few days in terms of gaining access to your audience and gaining access to a platform that allows you to get your message out to the world, whether that message is science fiction stories you've written or audio that you've produced, whether it's music or spoken audio or whatever it is that you're wanting to use the internet for as a producer of content. And finding that audience for that content being of paramount importance. The founders of Blogger have started a new site. It's just in the prototype stages. There's not a lot of participation that can take place yet, but you can kind of get hooked into it, and I'll let you know how that happens. They were talking about 1999 when they first got this idea and they first started Blogger, and back then, 13 years ago now, there's some pretty radical ideas that anyone would be able to not only have this desktop publishing, but go beyond that. True electronic publishing. It's truly frictionless. It's just electrons out there on the internet. Right out there in the ether, and the economies of scale are much different in this regard. Now, one could argue that it's been a fantastic success. Obviously, they got bought out by Google. I don't believe they started within that Google structure. And I didn't look that up, but I believe that's true. And there's certainly lots and lots of stuff out there that you can get on web pages. One could argue that a lot of it is just data and not true information, not data that's been distilled into something useful. One could argue the validity of even the data, let alone the information that's being provided. And part of what they're trying to address in this new endeavor that they've got is to address some of those kinds of issues. But other things that they mentioned when they're describing why they've started this whole project, and you can go out and read the same thing, is the fact that traditional publishing has now moved into the electronic world, but they're too much thinking about it as just the electronic version of what they did on paper. And there's not been enough creativity in terms of the delivery of the message in various and sundry ways. Perhaps thinking outside of the box or thinking within the parameters of a different box. And not fully leveraging that. And in the 13 years since 1999, a lot of things have changed, but a lot of things have stayed the same. And so they're wanting to try to implement something that can make some changes in this regard. Now, these people who started Blogger actually went on to found Twitter. So they're certainly aware of the social, space and, have started a major player within that social environment. Now, for those of you who are content providers, how much time do you spend producing the content, and how much time do you spend getting out onto the social networks and letting people know that that content exists? I know for a fact with these little audio booths that I've been doing, it automatically can publish that over to Twitter, so it's in my Twitter feed automatically. And also it can post something to my blog, which ironically is a Blogger blog, right? www.mrgadgets.com points to, the Mr. Gadget site on Blogspot. But I have to do some manual kinds of stuff to get it over onto Google Plus, because Google Plus doesn't have an API to do that automatically. And I try to add a little information about what this particular, rambling was about as part of that, and point people to AudioBoo, et cetera, et cetera. Well, obviously there's going to be that kind of component to it. It's over at Medium, M-E-D-I-U-M, medium.com. I thought that was very clever, right? Instead of media, the plural, it's the singular, medium. One medium, right, that can do all these different things, I guess is what that is. You can go over, you can sign in with your Twitter account, right, and you can at least get your name in the hat to participate with your handle, and you can see what they're doing. Try it out.